why do Daleks eat apples? Because an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of December 26th, 2014. I'm Simon Atwell, and as always, I'm joined by...
Andrew Dupe.
I just realized this is the last one of 2014.
Yeah, me too, when you said that.
I don't know what we're going to do. We'll probably record later. Next week, instead of Thursday, probably do the weekend again. Because Thursday is, in fact, New Year's Day.
Damn holidays.
You know, messing up everybody's schedule. With all that free time and stuff. So, unsurprisingly to all of you out there and us, there's not a lot of news, but I didn't want to skip a week because I think it's important to just, you know, be, you know, as regular as possible, keep putting one up every week, even if there's, you know, next to nothing to actually talk about.
We just want to talk to you.
These are very, very short notes. So yeah, it'll probably be. Wow, did I screw that sentence up? Anyway, yes, yeah, so yes, it'll probably be, you know, a nice short episode this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I just like to say probably to give the benefit of the doubt, you know? You never know, we can be extra stupid or something. It happens.
Guess.
I have to. There, that's better. I have to adjust where my mic was sitting on my desk. Now that's much better.
It is much better. Well done. Bravo.
Alright. So, shall we just get into it?
Yeah.
I'm going to adjust the notes here. Because that came out like a day after the first thing. So, Star Trek 3. We all know Star Trek, the new Star Trek movies. I like them. I don't know if you do. I was going to say we all like them, but I don't know if that's actually true or not. Although, Andrew, you like everything, so I assume you like them.
I do.
Well, Star Trek 3 has now gotten a director and a release date since... Roberto Orci dropped out as director, I don't know, what, a month ago?
Yeah. So,
or a few weeks at least. So the new director is Justin Lin, who was also the director for the Fast and Furious movies, I believe is probably what he's most known for.
It's weird.
That going from Fast and Furious movies to Star Trek?
Yeah.
A little bit. He also directed a few episodes of True Detective. And I think... Or maybe he didn't. I thought he was the one who did the Jeremy Renner Bourne movie. What the hell was that one? Legacy. But I guess I'm wrong. No. I am entirely wrong. I don't know why I thought that. But yeah, so a couple episodes of True Detective, a couple episodes of Community, and a lot of Fast and Furious movies. I.e., I think, all of them since Tokyo Drift. And now he's doing Star Trek.
I guess it fits with the newer Star Treks.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah, I mean, Newer Star Treks are more fast-paced
Fast
and
and Furious.
explosive.
I guess. Anyway, I like the Fast and Furious movies, and I like Community, and True Detective is supposed to be great. So, I'm good with this. Or at the very least, I reserve judgment until I actually see the movie.
Yeah.
And it also now has an official release date of July 8th, 2016. That has been, locked down. I'm putting that in quotation marks because, let's be honest, it's,
Release dates don't mean anything
no,
until it's out.
yeah, they really don't. They can change it at any point, but Oh, they probably won't change that one. I wish I'd read this full article. As the very last, well, yeah, pretty much the very last sentence is, the release date of Star Trek III will also mark the 50-year anniversary of the television launch of the landmark science fiction series. So,
Wow.
I have a feeling that release date is locked in. Unless, I don't know, something huge moves there, they're probably gonna be like, no, fuck all of you. This is
Yeah.
actually important.
Yeah.
I love Star Trek. All right. Shall we move on to the two trailers that we have in the movies?
Yes.
This first trailer does not yet have a Western world release date. It has like China and Shanghai as two different release dates on
Which
IMDb. Or Singapore. China and Singapore. My bad. Shanghai is in China, isn't it? Is it in Japan? My Asian geography is really bad. So. Anyway, China and Singapore. But apparently they're looking into, North America and European release dates. But I put this in. It's called Dragon Blade. And I put this in because of the cast.
It looks phenomenal.
In the. Yeah, the trailer's pretty awesome too. But. So I was looking for news and I saw this headline where it was, John Cusack and Jackie Chan team up in Dragon Blade. And I was like, what? Jackie Chan and John Cusack? What? And also Adrien Brody is in it. And it's like a Chinese historical fictionalization that has John Cusack and Adrien Brody in it.
Jackie Chan.
And Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan makes sense though. And then there's the other two. I'm like, what are you guys doing in a movie that is like Chinese historical fiction? The trailer is awesome. It is basically, I mean, John Cusack and Adrien Brody and, they're. Are other people, but they're the important ones, are lost Roman soldiers navigating their way through China. And Jackie Chan plays the Ho Huo An, is probably how you pronounce that, who's the actual Chinese historical character, of legend, I guess, that the movie's loosely based on the story of. basically, is what I'm given to understand. I could be wrong. I do know for a fact that they're Roman, and they're soldiers, and they're in China.
That looks
And
awesome.
that the trailer looks awesome. It's funny, I was talking, when I told Erica about this, I thought it was really weird, and I was like, I'm not even sure if it's gonna get a North American release date, but I'm putting it in the notes anyway. I've since read that they are working on, a Western world release date. And she
Yeah.
said to me, like, Oh, well, why would John Cusack and Adrian Brody do a movie that is just, an Asian release date? No. Well, it actually happens more often than you think. It happens all the time. I think my very favorite instance of this is Tommy Lee Jones and his series of Japanese commercial for canned coffee. Because those
Yeah.
commercials are fantastic. He played.
Anytime that an actor goes over there to do a commercial is amazing.
Yeah. He's like this alien who's researching Earth or something by living on it. And at one of the commercials, like him and a couple of people, they're like in a spaceship leaving. And they're like, yeah, no, the people there were terrible. That planet was the worst. But they're canned coffee. And he turns the ship around and goes, then get another can of coffee. The fucking
It's amazing.
weirdest commercials, but absolutely fantastic. You guys, so come to our show notes to look up the Dragon Blade trailer, and then go Google Tommy Lee Jones canned coffee commercials, or Tommy Lee Jones Japanese commercials. You find it. It is most definitely worth a watch. Also in trailers, as I mistype it on IMDb, because IMDb is completely useless to me right now. Wow. A little bit closer to home, at least for us. X Company. It is a CBC, it'll well be a CBC drama. Which, for anybody who's not Canadian and is Canadian Broadcasting Company, and it is it's set during World War II. It's about the X Company, which is a people, I don't know exactly how many, but is a group of spies or espionage and covert ops people trained at this Lake Ontario base, I guess.
Camp X, right?
Probably. I don't remember. The page
I couldn't find anything that says Camp X, but that's what Camp X was and where it was. I just
probably.
couldn't find the more information on it past what the little synopsis was.
The page that I had open on my web browser today that had all the information that I was going to read from kept making noise, so I had to close it. So most of this, half of this is from memory, half of this is from the YouTube blurb, which is useless. But yes, the trailer looks pretty cool. Also, historical fiction is awesome. And especially Canadian fiction. Canadian
World
fiction
War
is
II with
great.
that.
Yeah. So it stars Evelyn Brochu from Orphan Black, which, I never got around to seeing. I kept meaning to. I just never got around to it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty good. Also has Jack Lasky from Hatfields and McCoys, which I don't think was Canadian. Warren Brown, who was in Luther, which I know was not Canadian. Dustin Milligan, who was in 90210. I assume that's the new one, not the old one, but it could be the old one. Connor Price, who was in Being Human. Hugh Dillon, who was in Flashpoint, which is a great Canadian show. And also Lara Jean, wow, Korostecki, who was in Hannibal. That's an interesting last name. Korostecki.
Yeah, that's how I would say
Yeah, I don't really know. There's a lot of letters in there.
it.
I
There
assume I'm
are.
right.
I also seem so. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I just scrolled down a little too far, and one of the Like the fourth comment on YouTube is, "What the hell is CBC? I get 800 channels on Charter and I can't find this."
Ah.
Let's see what the reply is. "Do you live in Canada? LOL." That is the reply. That is a very useful reply, you YouTube user. Anyway,
Surprisingly enough.
I'm going to close that YouTube page and stop looking at YouTube comments before they start annoying me. Because
Before things get set on fire.
it's only a matter of time. That's only a matter of time. So yes, that trailer, also in the show notes, looks awesome. You guys should totally check it out.
Yeah.
And now again, I have to refind a web page. Kind of. Because it was making noise. But the, as I've decided to call it, Walking Dead LA, until it gets a proper name, it is Walking Dead LA, because
The Walking Dead.
La Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
Until, because I think calling it the Walking Dead spin-off series still is annoying, so it's Walking Dead LA. It's going to be like CSI. CSI, CSI New York. So you got a Walking Dead, Walking Dead LA, Walking Dead Seattle,
Get behind that.
Walking Dead, I don't know, Paris? I don't know. Does it spread beyond the US? Have we ever
Don't
discovered that? No, I guess they really wouldn't know, as communication would probably be down, at least international communication. Anyway, this is neither here nor there. They've
be
announced.
funny if it just didn't spread
Yeah,
over there.
it was just the States, or maybe, just North America.
Just those two states, just LA and
Oh yeah, just fuck, where is the original one? Oh my God, I've forgotten. I even know. I know the
the
city.
one with the CDC.
I know the city and the state too, but I can't remember either.
Either. I want to say Georgia.
It's Georgia. It's Atlanta, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Atlanta, Georgia.
Sweet.
So yeah, just Georgia and like California, and
Georgia.
the rest of the states are just like, no, fuck you two states, you're lost to us.
Let's just quarantine them.
Yeah, it's like big fucking cement walls. Whatever that, what was that plan that didn't work in Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
The wall plan.
The wall.
They just
I
do
don't think it
that.
had a creative name.
It did. It had a name. It was Project Something. It had a name, dude. You watched that
Like,
movie
I
more
think it was
times.
like Seawall or.
I think it was probably Project Seawall, something like that. Yeah, but it had a name.
It wasn't a
Anyway,
very good name.
no, but it had a name.
Just like big ass wall.
Big ass wall to stop big ass monsters, and it didn't work. Anyway, I don't think I've actually said who they cast as the female lead yet. So they have cast Kim Dickens as the female lead character. The she is the guidance counselor who's dating the divorce teacher, who's the male lead. And in this, write-up thing that I'm reading, it says, "The counselor looks innocent but has a dark past that will likely come back to haunt her." Yeah, thanks.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Many children has she killed?
So, Kim Dickens was in Gone Girl, in a few episodes of Sons of Anarchy recently. She was in Trem, who. Or which I never watched, but it was supposed to be pretty good. Ooh, she was in the new Footloose, but I guess I won't hold that against her too much.
Need work.
Ooh, she was in one episode of Flash Forward. It was a good show that didn't last. Sorry, now I started looking at flash forward. Anyway. So yes, anyway, those are the sort of recent things that she's done. So that is basically who they have announced as the mainest characters. They said the two kids, the divorce teacher, and the guidance counselor. I assume there were other mainish characters. I assume the group is bigger than four.
It would make sense.
But these are, you know, this is probably your Rick and your Rick's kid.
Carol.
And, I don't know, Norman Reedus and somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah, you're mostly right there.
Yeah, well, I watched two episodes. Come on, I don't know, Glenn? Stephen Young? If anybody loves Stephen Young. I'm going by popularity of actors. Anything past Rick and Rick's kid. I was like, they're the main guys. Well, Rick's the main guy, so I assume Rick's kid must be important. Coral. And then Stephen Young and Norman Reedus are just extremely popular, so I count them next. Mm-hmm. Also, apparently, there was some, I think it was like in a Reddit AMA, somebody asked him about like a Boondock Saints 3, and he kind of hinted that, you know, yeah, sure, we're kind of trying to, you know, work on it or something. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I haven't seen the second yet.
It's okay. The Boondock Saints 2 is okay, but they, it's... They try and sort of force to sort of recapture things that happened naturally in the first movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it just doesn't work as well. It's okay, but yeah, they're just trying to redo, you know, the thing that they somehow managed to do in the first movie, but they don't do it as well. But it's not terrible, it's not great.
They just have the problem that most sequels have.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They have Judd Nelson be the son of the guy that they killed at the end of Boondock Saints, the mob boss. Judd Nelson is his son.
Cool.
Which is really funny to me, because that mob boss was like as Italian could be. Judd Nelson does not look as Italian can be.
That's America.
Yeah. It's Boston.
Weston.
Also, I have realized that anytime I do like an Irish accent, it is definitely straight out of that movie. Because, you know, whenever you do like an accent or a voice, you have like a key couple of words or a key sentence or something. Mm-hmm. The F word is one of my key words to keep the Irish accent going. It's gotta be from Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
Also, Boondock Saints 2 is on Netflix. That's where I watched it recently. So you have no excuse for not seeing it. Unless you just don't want to. Which I guess is valid.
It's a valid excuse.
Alright. Let's move on to the next thing while I look up Sean Patrick Flannery just for fun to see what he's been doing these days.
Okay. So, Claire Oswald.
We should probably say, if you haven't seen the Doctor Who Christmas episode, spoilers. Slightly. Although I'm pretty sure the BBC spoiled this anyway.
Yeah. It's all over the place. You're not spoiled by this, then.
You're really lucky.
You're lucky, and I'm doing it for you now. So you're not that lucky. So anyway. Claire Oswald returns to Doctor Who for the next season. The Christmas episode was apparently tweaked, and a few early episodes have been mostly reworked and rewritten to have her be in them.
continue to be the companion.
Yeah. Because she was apparently going to be not in the series anymore, starting with the Christmas episode.
Starting post-Christmas. She wasn't signed on to do another season. Yeah. Post-Christmas.
She was rumored to be confirmed leaving, but no important place has ever confirmed that she was
Yeah,
actually.
no. Nobody official. And it's really funny. I read somewhere because, she wasn't sure and they weren't sure what was going on. If she was coming back, if she was leaving. So the Moff was like, "Man, I thought I was good at winding people up, but look what she did. Keep everybody in mystery."
But that's good. I like Clara.
Yeah, I support this. I think Peter Capaldi and Jenna Coleman work well together.
Yeah. I mean, also their characters
Also, yeah,
work well together. It
Clara
would be hard to
and
put in a
Toph.
companion that isn't Clara, because I don't think anyone else would put up with Peter Capaldi's doctor's
Well,
crap.
you have to make a character.
Yeah.
It's not. You just. I mean, the rumor. When she was rumored confirmed leaving, which is a very strange sentence, rumored confirmed. Confirmed. She was confirmed to be leaving. I mean, everybody assumed. Nobody even confirmed this, in quotation marks, on any story that I read, but everybody just assumed somehow something would happen to Clara and Danny would go with the doctor to because something happened to Clara. That's what people assumed. And then, well, the season finale kind of nixed that hard.
Spoiler.
No, that's no spoiler. It just means he doesn't go with the doctor. Which we already told said that he didn't because Claire is going with the doctor. So take that.
Spoiler.
And then they lied to each other for
Spoiler.
each other's own good or something. 'Cause stupid. And which I forgot in the Christmas episode until they mentioned it.
Didn't
That
forget.
at the end of the season, Clara lied about what happened to this, and the doctor lied to Clara, and they just lied to each other to make the other person's life better or something. I don't know. It was
They
stupid.
resolved that pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, they kind of did.
Well, I mean, they started to resolve it quickly, and then they
Well,
shelf
yeah,
it.
there was. They were kind of, trying
Under the
to
gun, so to
not
speak.
die. Yeah. Under the alien gun, as in the movie. All right. Also, the Christmas episode was good. I liked it. Nick Frost was great.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was probably one of my favorites.
Okay. Let's move on to the game news.
So the game news, on Christmas Day, a lot of kids got Xboxes and PlayStations and were like, "Yay, let's play games online." And a hacker group called
Assholes? Are they called assholes?
basically lost my page. Lizard Squad.
Ugh, that's a terrible name.
Basically DDoSed Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network down for like 12 hours of Christmas. And then for the next couple days they had disrupted service and like slowly bringing things online.
As denial of service attacks do. Because even after they stop, they fuck up whatever you just did that attack to for, days.
So a lot of companies, like Rockstar or Bungie, have had some time-sensitive content that they are extending for a couple days, so that way people can have a chance to get on and participate.
So why did Lizard Ass decide to do this?
There's an interview, one of the members were speaking up, and they said that basically Microsoft and Sony are literally monkeys behind computers. And their security sucks, and this is an example of how bad their security is. Well, a small team can just take them down for the lulz.
Yeah, which is stupid because, by the way, there's always holes in every company
Yeah.
because it's impossible to not.
Same with that stupid iPhone Bend Gate thing.
No, yeah, it's. Yeah, no,
Surprisingly enough, if you try and bend something.
it bends. Try and bend something that's really thin, it bends. Imagine. You try and look for the hole in something that's impossible to not have a hole in because there's just so much possibility.
I saw the interview with the one guy, and at like the end, he's like, "What about the kids and stuff who were wanting to play their consoles on Christmas?" And he's like, "Oh, they should be with their families."
Well, but if they were playing it with their families, geniuses. I hate people.
Yeah, me too.
People are stupid. Especially people in a hacker group with a stupid name. Or most hacker groups, actually. Maybe all. Well,
This
I'm
is a
not.
lot like the lulzsec that happened
I shouldn't
before.
say all, because some hacker groups are not assholes, and they don't do anything bad. Sorry, I should say just the hacker groups who do stupid bullshit. Which is
Lulzsec was funny.
most of the ones you hear about.
Lulzsec hacked and took over magnets.com and replaced it with a page that just said magnets, how does it work? They just did stupid stuff like that.
Have no idea
Started
what
doing more serious things later on, but
magnets.com is.
I don't know.
I'm kind of
Apparently there's something
curious.
for magnets.
Yeah, I'm gonna look right now. Magnets.com. Let's find out. Magnets.com. Make your message stick. Business card magnets, shape magnets, magnets by industry. Yeah, it's literally magnets. All
It's
right.
funny.
As Michael Bluth would say, I don't know what I expected, but yeah. Magnets.com, guys. It's literally about buying magnets. All
That's
right.
pretty on.
Now we know.
So yeah, it's all back up online now. It came back up on the 27th. Fully, anyway.
All right. Shall we move on and start finishing this puppy with comics? So, Andrew, I think I know the answer, but have you ever heard of Zagor?
Do you think my answer is?
No.
That is correct.
Your answer is no. That would be because it has not been released in North America before. Well, at the very least, the US, and I assume if it hasn't been released in the US, it probably hasn't been released in Canada. Because
Almost definitely.
it's not Canadian. So if it's not Canadian, hasn't been released in the US, probably not in Canada either. Anyway, according to the editor of this British comic company that does produce Zagor, it will be coming to the US and I assume probably Canada next year. So Zagor is this hybrid superhero Western comic. It's people have described it as like the Lethal Phantom if he lived in, the American West and had Sancho Panza as a sidekick.
Cool.
So, yeah, his real Zegor's real name is Patrick Wildling. He lives in a forest in Pennsylvania in the US. His name comes from a native name whose fictional meaning is the spirit with a hatchet. It's fairly, I mean, it's old. It's 1961 is when it first started being released. So it's old. It's very popular in Italy and so actually maybe it's an Italian comic. It's very popular in Italy and also like Serbia. Like most popular, but it is around Europe. There we go, and he has I love these abilities list as strength, agility, master acrobat, formidable gunfighter, infallible with hatchet. Just like what? Okay. That's great news.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. There's a bit of a mix, apparently. Now I obviously have not read this myself, but I think it sounds awesome. There's apparently a little mix of, horror and sci-fi-ness to the Western comic. As in, like, there's a hint that, his abilities are sort of, like, divinely given kind of deal. Because sometimes he seems to have, super, like super extreme superhuman strength and agility, endurance, and all that. And he gets in a lot of fights.
As per most comic.
As per most comics, particularly Westerns.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of seems the same way, as for like fighting prior, he kind of seems like first appearance Wolverine before he was a mutant with healing factor, where the guy was just really strong and really fast and really tough and awesome with weapons like an oval bladed hatchet because hey, Western.
For example.
Anyway, this looks really cool. I'm certainly going to look for it. Next year, I'm gonna look for more information on a better date than hey, it's coming sometime next year. But I'm gonna keep looking, keep my eyes open for this one because I think it sounds awesome. And finally, in comics, Andrew, the Star Wars farewell sale. Because as we know, Dark Horse is losing their rights, the to Star Wars comics next year. It's reverting
Their
back to
lightsabers.
their rightsabers. It's reverting back to Marvel since, hey, Disney owns Lucas and Marvel. So keep it in the Disney house, I guess. The Disney Hotel, I guess, is more what it is. So for the 5 final days of 2014, of which there are only a few left. There's four counting to the day we're recording. So if you actually get this up, somebody might hear it before it's too late, Andrew. So the 5 final days of 2014, Dark Horse is offering all digital Star Wars comics is 50% off individually. Or you can pick up the Farewell Mega Bundle that includes every Star Wars comic published by Dark Horse digitally for $300.
That's a lot.
It sounds like a lot, but I mean, they had the rights to Star Wars comics for years. I like that
Yeah.
this article I'm reading is 28,353 pages. That's great. Pages, I don't need to know pages. It'd be much more important to actually, you know, comics. How many comics that is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pages, though.
But it's Dark a lot of Horse. Pages.
Dark Horse did have Star Wars rights for years. They were the only ones with the Star Wars comics rights for years. I've forgotten the word I was going to use. So, no. What the hell is the word when you're the only one with it?
Monopoly?
Well, yes, but no. That's not it. I don't know. Regardless. They were the only people who could make them for the past few years. So yes, $300 is a fair amount. Exclusive? Yeah, exclusive. They had exclusive rights to Star Wars comics. Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome. I'm always here for words.
Which is actually, really, it's usually the other way around. This is very strange. So yes, well, $300 is a lot of money. It's also a lot of Star Wars comics. And if you're just interested in, you know, a few, they're 50% off each individual comic. So you don't have to do the $300 thing.
So do it.
Do it. Booker DeWitt. Sorry, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like DeWitt, and therefore Booker DeWitt happened. Yep. All right, so that is our slightly short, or extremely short, depending on how much we ramble on a regular-sized show notes episode. Show for this, the last week, the last show, I should say, of 2014. Which next week I will probably forget to change the year in the show notes. I'll probably say January whatever 2014, and then realize it's not 2014. But it will happen.
Yeah,
I'm bad at that. Bad at years.
I'm also bad. I will correct you.
all right. So if you want to follow us on the Twitter, you can do that. I am at Dud75, DUD. 75. Andrew?
I'm at DUP3.
Dupe. Yes, you are. You can also follow the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Gweeklynews.com is our website where you can find our show notes. You can listen to the show streaming on the site. You can find the links to RSS. To subscribe via RSS, I should say, or to the iTunes page. If you are an iTunes user, we would really appreciate a rating and review. It lets us know that we're not just talking to space, and it might help other people to, you know, find us if they want to. And it makes us feel good. Also on the website, you can find a couple blog posts. You can find the review of 2. The singular review of 2 is up there. We're going to have to find other things to do for that as well later. Make a plan or something, Andrew? Maybe.
Maybe.
Also, we have Facebook, which is facebook.com/Gweekly News. And since we did it last week, I think we should continue doing it. You can also find me on Steam if you want to play games. I am at Dud75 on Steam.
And I'm at DUP3 underscore.
And as we discovered, if you battle net, you do need the numbers. Because I was looking on the Battle.net site, and because your battle tags are not there could be another DUP3 out there. They don't care. There could be another Dud75 out there. They don't care.
It's the numbers that matter.
It's the numbers that matter, I think. So, Battle.net, I'm Dud75, and the numbers are 1382, if you're interested in adding me. Maybe we'll play some Hearthstone, or some Heroes of the Storm, or something. Or WoW, which I'm going to play after we finish recording.
I wasn't ready for this. And I surprisingly enough don't have Hearthstone in front of me, so I don't know my bet on that tag.
That is surprising. You don't know the number? I wonder if I can find your number on my friends list. Andrew Dupe. View friends? Nope. No, I don't think I can find your number. Wait, let's just scroll over. Oh, I can. It's DUP3, and the number is 1444. Yeah.
Ah, that's a
One
nice
and
number.
one and three fours. Yeah. You're fours. You are CT4s. Except he was literally four fives. Five, 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 five. Fives was the best. Nick, you know what? Fives might have been the best clone in that show.
You might have been. Did you watch all of it?
Yeah. I borrowed your fanciness, and then I watched the last season on Netflix.
Netflix?
The Netflix season
Gotcha.
on Netflix.
I'll actually should put that in notes. It's out now
Oh, is
on
it?
Blu-ray and
Yes.
DVD.
Well, you should have, but you didn't.
Delayed news.
'Cause you're a failure.
Yeah.
All right. That is all we have for this week. Thank you for listening and putting up with our shit. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Until next time.
You got nothing, do you?
I had a good one last week, didn't I?
No, you had nothing last week, and it confused me, and then I had to cut it out, if you
Oh.
recall. You were just like, until next week, and then you stopped talking. And I was like, Andrew, did my internet just fuck up?
Did I have one the
Okay.
week before that?
I don't know, that was 2 weeks ago. Regardless, I'm playing the outdoor music now, so see you guys all
Bye.
next week.